It's all about why anyway. God. If you look at Colossians 3, verse 11, where it says, "And in him also you are circumcised with the circumcision made for God." That is the son of me. So this is the circumcision. No, circumcision wasn't cutting off the foreskin. This is the circumcision with our hands. What's God in here? In putting off or cutting off the body of the sin of the flesh by the circumcision part. This is talking about the circumcision in here. It's not Christ cuts away your sin. Not baptism at the same time. Don't forget to baptize the Lord Jesus. We were baptized. Christ circumcised us. He cuts off our sin. The end of verse 13, and he forgives you all our trespasses. Okay, so we're going to look at the Acts 26:3. He says, "Every player will be called out loud." And that, what he's doing is trying to take one definition. There's no doubt that he was recalled. In fact, that's the one thing that he's to call out loud. But it's not the time, that's it. And that's what it is with the Greek word. He wrote one definition that says, "Call out loud." And you apply that 26:16. How did you have a definition that should be a word? Later, there's another definition for that word. He said one of the reasons that the Greek word translated calling is to call a woman, to appeal to one, to make a sin to. For example, if you look at Acts 28, Acts 28, I believe it's verse 19. And David, you know about this passage. Because I'll show it to you next time. You show me this passage out of Jerry. No, Acts 22, verse 19 says, "But when the Jews say against him, I was concerned to appeal unto Caesar." No more appeal there. Let's go back to Acts 23:16. I have three elders with me. and in many respects, we have great numbers, great testimonies. Strongly, they work for translation on a daily basis. And I have a list of 18 translations over there written up, but the first is that every one of them is a leader. That is an indication that someone was the one to call the rainbow, not for the exact house, every single one of them. That if you have one translation, and you read it to many of them, and it's handed off, and it's handed out, it's called the rainbow. You have to need more translations. Please forget to get it. Okay? That's the first one I'll make next week, you see. And that point is that all of them are probably not handed out on the exact house. You have to have prayer there. Then I was talking about what the son of the angel would be. Does it mean that the one doing that, he's been sent out, has to say the name of Jesus, say something about it? No, he's talking about what the one is supposed to do. Like I said, that's what my prayer said. And I'm going to pray. I just looked up that picture and he said, to call upon, to appeal to one, to make an appeal to. And I chose that today, and I said, if I'm calling on the name of the Lord, so I hope the first thing that I'm supposed to say is something about when you're getting baptized, you're supposed to say something. Tell me what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say, well, how do you do that? Not being baptized. Jesus said, you're going to have to offer a sin. You call upon him to do that. Not doing what he said, to give you permission. Yeah, I think David would agree. That this fact is home for this very content for has all the credit of the name here to give the name of the Lord, Colossians 3:16. I don't think there's much difference at all. At all. But we are shown in Colossians 3:17, in the name of the Lord, is not talking about any kind of form of what's said. Let's see what he says. What he said about that. You can have a Colossians 3:17. David, I want you to think about what you did there. You mentioned what I said here. You got here said, let's see our things we do in this temple. I didn't say it, but I'm sorry. I feel like the thing is like the same thing. You want to do it in this temple. You know how you say it about the thing? You say the word about the thing. You just have to say, for 16, you do it in this temple. I represent that. That's the problem that I'm saying. There's no way in this temple. And then he talks about verses 20 through 23. I didn't say anything about that actually. You already told me that in this area. Remember you told me that? That's how I went to verses 12. It's 16. That's what I'm saying there. I'll give you sure I'll read what's in that area. You mentioned that issue. Why did Why have I made all that work? Why did you come back and study? Thank you for being there. Did you not hear about the doctrine of Romans 10? Did you not hear about the thing you come back and say, what happened to you? Do you know what I said? This is about. Look at that. I'm not saying that. Verse 12. Here I'm told that you're very good at charity. So I'm going to hold you to see. What does that talk about? This is what I'm saying. And I want to take me back to your own belief system. So what are you going to have done? It's really awesome. Thank you. John 16, verse 24. Let me go with that real quick. They were asking for the Jesus said, are you doing something in Jesus' name? Do you believe that? He said, I'm not a person of God. I'm not a person of God. He said, show that I'm not a person of God. Okay, so that's it.